This is the second part of a two-part series featuring Tom Jennings, Vice President of Professional Development at the World Floor Covering Association. That'll be FCA.
Certainly, the quality of installation has to be a major part of perception of service. If that installer leaves and you have a first-class floor, sure, and it's clean and you're happy, if you can do that nearly every time, I suspect that's going to put a feather in your cap and make you a lot more successful.
It's all we have to sell, Dave. You know, if it's purely on product, you know, most independent retailers are in a position to be cheaper. But remember, customers are loyal to products, but they're advocates of your service. I just said in a presentation I just finished, I said, you know, you think about everybody that you call it loyalty, but, you know, it's all service providers. I mean, you go to the same barber, or you go to the same, you know, call the same plumber, same auto mechanic. You know, some of us to a point in our life where we have all our guys and gals, if you will, that do all this service work. You know, we've got it made, you know, because we know we can't. In every case, though, those loyalties are built around service. They're not built around product. You know, people are loyal to a product, but not a loyal to a social supply on product. I mean, I'll have people that say, you know, I will only drink Coca-Cola, but I've never yet had anybody say, I'll only drink Coca-Cola from Target, you know, because there's no difference, and nobody says that there would be. So then it all becomes price and convenience at that point. If we try to play that game as independent retailers, we're going to lose, you know. So if we're going to get the customer's loyalties, and, you know, for years we talked about word of mouth was the best advertising, well, all the electronic, you know, conversations that are going on, you know, pro and con right now, word of mouth is bigger and more possible today than ever. You know, there's some parts of it that are unfortunate. I mean, people are complaining before you get a chance to even tell your side of the story too often. But the reality is, you know, that service is entirely possible. But that's all we really got to sell.
Does certification play a role, and I guess where I'm coming from, you had mentioned electronic marketing, and probably if a customer is going to walk in a retailer's front door, he is probably going to have, or she is going to have visited that retailer's website, sure, before. And differentiating oneself from the pack is, I think, paramount. If they don't do it in a way that thrills that consumer, they're probably never going to, you know, walk in the front door. Is certification a bullet point that you think would be strong for a retailer to tout?
Dave, we think it is, but only if the customer understands it. And that's one of the things with this task force that we're working on is, you know, we're exploring ways that we can have a blanket certification for the industry. I've studied the ASE a lot, which is the auto mechanics. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you sell Fords or Chevrolets or if you're an independent mechanic, you have ASE certified. Now, there are, my memory serves correct, I think 22 different certifications. Excuse me. There are, if I remember correctly, something like 22 separate certifications. So that if you're certified to work on an air conditioner, you're not necessarily certified to install work on a transmission. Well, it's no different in our business. You know, just because you're certified in hardwood doesn't mean you can put marble on the fireplace. But all our various associations have got their own certification on their part of the business and what they're good at. We wouldn't want to diminish that at all, other than customer doesn't understand that. You know, and when you pull up in front of a General Motors facility, they don't even have their in-house anymore. I mean, for years it was Mr. Goodrich. You haven't seen or heard of Mr. Goodrich for some time now, because customers don't perceive that an in-house certification has a lot of value. You know, it's got to be an independent third party. So, you know, you'll see the ASE certified up there, and then they'll talk to you once you get in there about we have a certified, you know, transmission technician, things of that nature. But it's one blue star, if you will, you know, this, which happens to be their logo, that is recognizable for all. Just as an aside, I've went and talked in my own market to a couple of dealerships I know well and a couple of independent mechanics, and the bigger ones, not shade tree mechanics, but legitimate operations. And I say, what does the ASE mean to you? To the dealers, they'll say not as much, always, because, you know, they're getting people back because that's where they bought the car, or it's warranty work, and, you know, it's on somebody else's nickel anyway. To the independent garages, they will tell you that it means a great deal, because in the customer's eyes, now there's credibility, as opposed to just some guy set up a shop out here. Well, you know, they in fact are the independent retail flooring. You know, they are our peers, if you will, in that business. The big box, the national chains, would probably be the dealerships, and the local guy, you know, it adds value to them. So that gives me some hope that...
And that's something that's a possibility anyway in the park.
Possibility. We're going to start working on it later in the week. You know, we've got some working titles and things we're working on, but what we're trying to do is just get an umbrella organization that recognizes, you know, and I don't want to name names here, but, you know, if you're certified in certain wood or tile or stone or carpet installation, whatever, you know, we're not trying to undo that at all. What we're trying to do is just have an umbrella organization that recognizes all of these. So there's one name, you know, that the customer has to remember. There's one thing to advertise. And, you know, take our pattern. Usually you learn your lessons from other industries. Yeah.
Last question. You've been working on this a good while. As you mentioned, you'll be working on it in person, face-to-face, before this event is over. What's your hope and your vision at this point for a solution? I mean, and I know that's pretty nebulous at this point in time, but what are your thoughts, and what would you like to see have happen?
Well, I guess I could flippantly say I hope to live long enough to see it fixed, because that means I got a long road ahead of me yet. But, you know, I don't know that this journey will ever be over, but it's, you know, what I would hope to see is those turn the corner to where there's some pride and some value in installation. You know, they say when you talk about when, it means you're getting old, but, you know, there was a time when flooring installation, you know, was in there with being a cabinet maker or an electrician or other, you know, accomplished trades. And that sadly doesn't exist today. It really doesn't. You know, it's just how cheap can you get in and how fast can you get out. And you know, we'll let the customer be our inspection department. You know, and if they don't complain, it must be good. And I would hope we could lift ourselves up above that, because, you know, this business has not been as profitable for anybody as it should. It's a hard business. You know, I got born into it. You know, some days I wonder, you know, if that was a blessing or a curse. I say that kiddingly, because obviously I've been fed well my whole life. But the reality is it's a hard business, and we seem to just be making it harder. And we internally we make it harder. And, you know, if we try to focus on nothing but price, and if we try to focus on nothing but product, that's probably going to be a pretty long going out of business sale for a lot of members in our industry. You know, we have got to focus this on, again, I talk all the time about, I equate the food service business with flooring business, because I think it's very similar, and we've had that conversation. But you look at the local restaurants, and I don't care if it's hamburger that they're selling, you know, they're doing it in a unique fashion. And they're doing it with, you know, with service, they're doing it with atmosphere, they're doing it with something. But just to stand up and have the $9.99, you know, tough T-bone with the endless salad bar, there's no point, no place for a local person to get involved in that. You know, in the flooring business, we haven't figured that out altogether yet. We need to figure out, you know, first of all, what we want to be when we grow up. Many dealers haven't quite decided yet. There's room for us, but we've got to be good, and we've got to have good value. But good value and cheap price are two very different things.
Thanks very much, and your seminar was full in there, so yeah. There's a lot of people that want to hear this message.
It's a message that seems to be resonating more and more with people, so I figure the pain points must be getting higher. You know, nobody wants to talk about this until things get about so bad, you know.
Thank you very much, Tom, and tell us your title again.
Vice President of Professional Development, the World Floor Carving Association.
Well, it's longer, too. I think that's not bad either.
Yeah, my business cards are about so big now. All right.
And we are at TICE 2017. We are in Las Vegas, and this is Talk Floor TV.